Messiah's Branch broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is
January 3rd, 2019.
Got it right. Wow.
Well, help.
Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most of us don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin in the world and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make the choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help out in the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message. Phone number, of course, 620-878-4686. In an emergency, the cell phone number is what?
316-619-4886.
Okay, why am I telling everybody to text me?
Because you get too many third-party calls that want this or that, and they don't pay any attention to the do not call list.
Well, that sounds pretty summed up. Okay, anyway, you can find updates of the breaking news, Wichita Mission Church, radio program archives, contact information, Altar Ministry Hub, which is very simply
ProphecyHour.com.
ProphecyHour.com. Remember, folks, we're a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally, on YouTube, some FM stations. So pray about supporting airtime.
Let's thank our listener base that is worldwide in places like Bangkok, Thailand, Manila, Philippines.
Manila.
Manila, Philippines. Southampton, UK, Paris, France. And wait a minute. I thought you said when you mess up on radio, you just go on. How come you correct me every time? That ain't fair. That ain't fair. And, of course, the cities in the good old USA, such as Newark. It says N-E-W-A-R-K. Newark, New Jersey, Plano, Texas, San Jose, California, Atlanta, Georgia, and Cleveland, Ohio, USA. Top the list. This week for the most listening to our radio programs when they podcast later tonight.
Yeah, that means right now, see, we're on live radio. Later on tonight, we'll take the electronic archive and we'll put it up. I call it an archive, but everybody calls it a podcast, so that's how it is. Follow us and share us at Twitter at Pastor Dan Catlin at Brent77. Well, I guess we'll say a prayer first before the first news up. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not ours, and give everyone out there ears and wish to hear the truth. So, Father, please, in Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Well, welcome back, of course, to my wife, Linda. She's on maybe three times a month with me, and on the Omega Man show with me about a couple times a month, and I don't know. The last program, there was a lot of problems going on in there. I haven't talked to Omega Man. You know, he is in Indonesia, and they had all those
earthquakes and stuff, and the tsunami.
Yeah, but I know that he has put out one thing since then, so he's not gone. And if you're listening to this tonight, guy, answer my email, I sent it. But anyway, last week, it was hard to salvage anything out of radio. We salvaged your testimony, which is very powerful, very, very powerful testimony. And I've got one fellow that emailed me, and if you're listening tonight, we found out the source of it all. And so why don't you read the letter, and then I'll explain to the person what it is. And when you are talking in this letter, you're talking about the Jim Baker Show. It's only one Jim Baker Show, and everybody knows.
If it's the same CBD oil.
It is the same CBD oil.
They called Octavidia.
That is the one that they advertise on the Jim Baker Show. In fact, that was where they filmed it at. the videos that we're looking at.
Yeah, and it does look like that. Yeah, it is.
Well, it is.
Yeah,
so,
that
well,
is it.
Well, of course
okay,
it is.
Yeah.
All right, you got
okay.
this in the mail today.
There,
right?
Pastor Dan and Linda. Yeah, it came today. And it says, hi, I heard your radio podcast dated December 27th about the miracle cure for Linda. Just wanted to let you know that I had had that sent to me. I had that sent to you through the, oh, she had it sent to me. Okay. Had that sent to you through the Jim Baker Show. I want to let you know that I ordered 3 more bottles for Linda, and I don't know how long it takes to get shipped from Branson, Missouri, but it will take be on its way. So happy to hear Linda's testimony. Take care and God bless. P.S. You might want to write the excuse me. You might want to write to Jim and Lloyd Baker and let them know Linda's testimony. They would be thrilled to hear what happened to Linda. Thanks and God bless you.
Yeah, amen. You know what? And it might that might even be a lead in to getting a little advertisement on Jim Baker's show.
So that is who sent it to us. I misread that when I first read it. She said I thought it read that they sent her some in the mail, but no, she ordered it.
Yeah,
that's
right. Yeah,
so it is definitely the right one, people.
Well, of course it is. I told you it was. So that, and I told.
Oh, because you told me it was. Oh yeah.
Well, your husband's mostly always right.
No, I thought that was the mom is always right.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, that was a blessing, and people are. It goes back to that. People like the back and forth. What are you looking for now? Oh, you want the letter back? Okay. You better take it. I might lose it. Anyway, moving right along. So, we're in a new year. I don't know, you know, the world's new year has just changed. And so what I was thinking is, you know, I want to, what I want to do is I ran across a thing from, I know you don't know him, but well, you might know him. I post stuff from him all the time, and he's called his name is Mike Adams, and they call him the Health Ranger. Mm-hmm. And he's always talking about healthy stuff and everything. But I thought I want to read this, and this I'll read this, and this is going to set the stage for the show what we're going to talk about today in 2019. Now, mind you, this is only partial, folks, of what he. Wrote and sent out today, but I put it up on the pastor's page so you can get the full thing. Now, mind you, we'll make comments about it in a minute, but this is an excerpt. I didn't take every word verbatim. I just gave you the meat of it. But this is really, we'll talk about it when I get done. Anyway, it's called The Preview of the Chaos to Come in 2019 and 2020. If you carry a glimpse into reality, and again, this is from Mike Rangers, Mike Adams, he calls himself the Health Ranger. Okay, he says, every institution in society now rewards evil, perversion, destruction, stupidity, while punishing intelligence, rationality, innovation, and morality. You know, we could do the whole program just on that. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Oh, totally. Absolutely. 1,000,000,000% agree.
Right. Okay. So we're on the same page, folks. My wife actually agrees with me. Anyway, a society that celebrates the mass murder of unborn children while demonizing Christian bakers is a society that has no future. A society that finds knowledge despicable but lies fascinating and viral is a society that has no future. A society that poisons its children for big profit with big pharmaceutical drugs while teaching them gender biologically doesn't exist is a society that has what?
No future.
No future. A society that heaps financial reward on paper pushers on Wall Street while confiscating life savings of middle-income wage earners through the central bank monetary debasement has no future. A society that cannot fund its pension promises for tens of millions of state and federal workers, most of whom are going to lose everything, has no future. America has raised a generation of chemically intoxicated, emotionally fragile morons.
Amen.
The media has abandoned any pretext of engaging in news reporting.
Amen.
Tech giants have sold out to the communists and globalists, and every cultural institution of a modern day has gone all out to promote transgenderism, pedophilia, while attacking morality, reason, and truth.
Amen.
The primary job of the media, remember, is to convince people to act against their own self-interest. Now, stop a second here. You know, that's a fact. That's what their job is now. Their job was to promote the news, not to, to give you the truth. In fact, our forefathers saw the American news media were as a check and balance against them, because it was the news people, the media is actually the other part of the government called We the People.
Right.
Which means that when something's wrong, the news media screams about it, the people get informed, the
rise up and do something about it.
And they do something about it. But now the media is in the side of the globalist. It says accomplish that, which takes it takes daily propaganda exposure and a heavy saturation of the consciousness of mind with repeated lies and distraction. That's CNN. But they do that every day. You ever listen to CNN or garbage? It's
no,
all
I don't listen to their garbage. Why would I listen to garbage? Well, you get garbage out if you put garbage in.
Well, but it does filter over into social media, because I know you get, I see you get mad saying something once in a while, but most of that garbage is all coming from CNN and the other ones.
And those are from Facebook, because they on my timeline, and I can't delete them because they take the delete button, and it makes me mad.
Anyway, the society, they are promoting vaccines that cause brain damages, food causes cancer, and institutes of science teach climate change quackery.
I want to comment on that right there, that vaccination thing. I've always been a firm believer on vaccination until recently, in the last couple of years. It is true. They are the cause of many deaths for our children. My granddaughter had seizures from her immunizations, because they, instead of wanting to give them one at a time or two at a time like they should, they want to flood their system with six or seven at a time, and their little bodies can't take that. But I just read that the vitamin K shot that they give them at birth, that's mandatory at birth, has 75% more aluminum in it than is supposed to be put into a baby.
Okay, well, I'll ask a stupid question. What's a vitamin K shot for? I don't know anything about it.
Oh, my, you would have to ask me that. I'm really not sure, but I know they give it at birth, because that's the only shot I allowed them to give my children. It was at birth until they were 6 months old, but then they was all had all those shots. The only one I had a bad reaction to was Joshua, and his daughter is the one that had a bad reaction to. And let me tell you, now it did permanent damage to her. Every time she gets a fever, if we don't get the medicine in her, she has a seizure.
Okay. Amen.
Medicine, I mean, like, Tylenol or ibuprofen.
Okay, well, so, you know, this year, I didn't, you know, I've been taking the flu shot the last 2 years. Most of my life, I haven't taken it. But then for a few years, I started taking it. But then, this year, I didn't take it at all. And, you know, the cold that I got so far this year, the flu that we got over it. You cured us with colloidal silver.
People are wising up to it. Not very many people. I think it said only 40% of Americans got the flu shot, but it's such a low number that I've even been noticing, like, the last three or four places, Dillon's had free flu immunizations for one day. You could actually get them for free because they want to shoot that poison into you. Really, keep your flu shot. I'll take my chances with NyQuil or something.
Okay, well, colloidal silver knocked it out of my lungs. I know for a fact that it was in my lungs. I've had bronchitis, you know, all my life. So whenever I get a cold or anything, it goes right to my lungs.
And I figured out the best way to make that is just leave it plugged in 24 hours, and it tastes like silver. Don't get me wrong, but one dose of it will knock it out.
Yeah, and
you'll start coughing the stuff up.
Folks, and if you use it, we could use some new silver rods. You know, we don't have a lot of extra money to buy things, and so we could really use some new silver rods if you know where to get them. Anyway.
Well, and it made it hard for us because we had a jeweler that was in Wichita where we go. We could just walk in and get them, but now we can't because they quit selling them, so we don't have anywhere just to walk in and pick them up.
All right. Okay. A society with federal regulators that promote the mass poisoning of the food supply with GMOs, which that's pesticides and things to alter, well, and it goes back to that, to alter things that God created into something else, you know, and it has no future, he says. We are past the tipping point of societal suicide. Every institution operating in America today is injuries, engineering self-induced destruction.
Yeah.
There is no institution that is operating on reason, planning, or common sense. Now, real quick, like, I want to say something about Mike Ranger, Mike Adams. I keep calling him Mike Ranger because he goes by the Health Ranger, but he's all about herbal everything and no chemicals and all that, and he's made a career out of it, and he's pretty good. Anyway, but the Department of Justice, now listen to this, the Department of Justice has become a joke of justice. The FBI is the most corrupt law enforcement agency in American history. The Environmental Protection Agency promotes the mass pollution of America's soils through biosludge. The FDA, Federal Drug Administration, is a big pharma mass drugging propaganda operation. The CDC, that's the Center for Disease Control, is a massive science fraud organization that worsens the health of Americans.
Amen.
The IRS is a political weapon that's used to target political enemies of the Democrats. And we found that out.
Yeah.
They came forward and said that's what they were doing. I mean, what do you think happened to the Tea Party movement? When that came about, that first was a huge thing. It was massive all over the United States and institutions. All the IRS targeted all of them, and it practically shut them down. And that changed again because we have a global society. That's what we're fighting against, and that's the spirit of Satan. Each of these institutions was founded with the promise to help America, yet each of these now works diligently to destroy society. Anyway, now let's go into this. The leftist Democrats fall into the same trap on the political spectrum, demanding an overpowering authoritarian government that monitors and controls the lives of individuals, and then wonder why they're living as slaves under a tyrannical regime. At what point did the people of Venezuela realize they had made a horrible mistake voting for a socialist leader giving up their gun rights? When are they going to realize they are recreating the policies of the Third Reich under the banner of progress, and the Third Reich is at Hitler. Now, they are absolutely doing that. The things that these kids are out here in here protesting and saying more government and shut up free speech and all these things, that is the Third Reich. And they're screaming Hitler at the conservatives, but it's not the conservatives doing it. It is them that are doing it because they've been brainwashed. Going back to the media, they've been brainwashed by media. Okay. The road to tyranny is paved with good intentions. Those political candidates who smile too much or promise too much are faking it. Under the banner of feminism, women's sports teams, now I want you to comment on this when I get done. Under the banner of feminism, women's sports teams are about to be steamrolled across society and dominated by creepy biological men full of rage and hatred, all claiming to be women. Amazingly, progressive women across America support the insanity in the name of feminism and progressivism. So the next time a female football player gets her clock cleaner and her teeth knocked out after enduring a devastating tackle from a 270-pound transgender woman, remember, that's what equality looks like in a progressive society. So what do you think about it? Is that fair? Now listen. You know, men say that, okay, these transgender men say, okay, I'm now a woman. So then they're allowed, because they're not even paying attention to science. They're saying we're just like a woman, we can be a woman by saying we're a woman, can fall in the brain. Well, and then they join a woman's football team or a soccer team or something as simple as tennis, and they're winning hand over feet. Because men are built different and stronger than women.
Right, that's not fair.
But tell
that's
that,
fair.
Well, how come it doesn't register in the female's mind? Because it's the women that are promoting and.
Because they've been programmed. Remember the program, the propaganda, all the stuff that's a brainwashed? They are brainwashed.
Do you think they're having too much screen time?
I guess they've been on their computers too long.
Well, most of them, it isn't as much computers. It's like this. That generation, everywhere you go, look around. They're looking
they're
at
in
their
the screens,
phone.
And that reminds me of an interview that I've seen, and I think it might have been on Fox News. It might have been Hannity or one of them.
Doesn't matter.
The guy that goes out and does the interviews, he went to a college campus.
You mean Jesse Walters?
He went to a
Waters
College.
World. We're having Waters World.
He
folks.
Went to a college campus, and the simple question was, are you for socialism? Most of them would say yes, but then the next question would be, do you know what socialism is? None of them even knew what they were for. College kids, really?
Okay, well,
that's what's wrong with them.
Okay, and it's only going to get more insane. And as the they keep adding letters to this, that's why I can't keep up with it. The LGBTP movement. Okay,
lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and I don't know what the P stands for.
P stands for pedophilia. Taking over social media, internet, and content, Hollywood and cultural institutions. Any person who stands up and says that sexually molesting children is wrong will be banned for engaging in hate speech and not loving pedophiles. Now, let me tell you, I've been watching this come about for some time, and he's saying this is 2019 to 2020. Let's go forward. The reason that this is now is Christians didn't stand up in force like I said they needed to do, like the country said they needed to do. You need to get out there and vote. Even if it was for candidates, you go, oh, well, it doesn't matter. It's a local election.
Or my
local senator. Now we don't have control of the House. And you know what kind of nightmare is going to be unleashed against our president? They are going to try to impeach. They already said today they brought up the articles of impeachment against him again today. And they're going to continue and continue and continue because this is their dream. What we've been talking about is devastating and terrible is their dream for society. Folks, this is the left's dream for society. And guess what? We're there. And you know why? Because Christians didn't get out and vote. And that's a fact. I believe the Father brought us Donald Trump to give Babylon another chance to give us a little bit of time. How much time is depending on you? Did you vote? How many of you out there actually voted for a Republican, even if you didn't like him in the local election, just to keep Republicans in? Because otherwise, these are the people that are going to take over. And they are taking over, and we'll be able to see it this year. Well, Mom, where does everybody go to find our information?
ProphecyHour.com.
ProphecyHour.com. Can they find anything over there?
Everything's on ProphecyHour.com.
Boy,
phone numbers, information, all the stuff about what we do, everything. ProphecyHour.com.
Well, folks, she's actually getting the hang of this. And does that mean I'm in trouble? I don't know. You guys can give me your comments. But anyway, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
As I try to figure out what this world is all about, I know one thing without a doubt, my Lord is in control. Careless times I know are here. In the skies.
more folks. The folks let know we're back.
We're back. This is Sister Linda and Pastor Dan.
You're listening to Massage France Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. See, you make my brain fall out. You've always had the art of being able to make my brain fall out since the first time. Let me finish. Since the very first time I ever saw you, and you still do the same thing to me. I can't keep my eyes off you, so on and so forth.
Well, I still come along and pick you right back up.
Oh, you're a pain in my neck, but I love you. Anyway, folks, sorry, we're back, and we'll get right back into the program. Okay, before we get into it, again, I know you probably said that, because this fellow, there was a fellow that emailed us and didn't want the name of that CBD oil.
It's Activia. O-C-T-I-V-I-D-A, I think. Activia.
You still got that box and everything?
I got the bottles, yeah.
Okay, so there should be a reordering form or something on there that I can get.
All you got to do is just type in the Activia in your browser. It pops right up.
Okay, well, I'll let you show me that because I need to email this fellow back the address. Okay, anyway, and it was gotten for you by somebody that... Now, this person...
He's been a longtime supporter of Messiah's Branch for many, many years. Back when you did shortwave radio, they was on our...
Okay, well, good. But they're listening now, and that's cool. Anyway, so, folks, moving right along. We were talking about... The last thing we were talking about... We said that any person who stands up and says that sexually molesting children is wrong will be banned for engaging in hate speech and not loving pedophiles. By that same logic, even serial killers will be canonized by the progressive left as long as they claim to be gender fluid. And, you know,
Okay, explain that. What is that exactly saying? Serial killers are going to be able to do that?
Canonized. In other words, they're going to hold them up. You know, and say...
So they're not going to be imprisoned or
well, we don't, punished? The left will uplift them. Right now, they're letting murderers and all kinds of people out of jail in California because they believe that they've been in jail too long. And anyway, if they stay in jail, they can't vote. So that California has been massively hardening these people and letting them out of jail. In fact, actually, you know, the left's idea thing, you know what they're actually promoting right now? They want no border. That means let all the criminals and everybody in. Okay. Beyond that, they want no ICE. No enforcement agents to be able to go out and pick these people up and put them in. So no border. Okay. Then they want to do away with the police department. They really are. They're seriously, a lot of them are talking about doing away with police department. And in fact, I think in Oregon, there is a police department up there that's talking about taking the guns away from the police, and the police will have to go out and do their job without the use of firearms. Okay, they're anti-police, they're anti these things, they're anti-prison, they believe that they just think that people ought to be talked to instead of punished or whatever, but predominantly everybody is good, and so live and let live. They really don't care what really behind these older politicians that really in their heart of hearts, someplace I actually think that they would know better. But the reason that they're doing all these things is for one thing.
Money.
In a roundabout sort of way, money. But no, money is not money as much as it is this word called power and how they obtain power. See, here's the deal. It's just like now. Over 40%, now this hasn't been that way, it hasn't been that way, but now 40% of black people support President Trump. Now, if those people all move over and start voting Republican and start voting Trump, the Democrats, the way it sits right now, cannot win a major election because that's how small balance it is. So we'll also have Hispanic people that think, all the minorities are going to vote to us. Well, because of Trump, and they're seeing their lives improve, wages were getting, it's historical how
You can just look at the gas prices went down, grocery prices went down. I even got rebates on my utility bills where the companies rebated money back on all of them, water, gas, and electric.
But
that's all because of what Trump did.
And we're of the poor class because, you know, we chose to work for the Lord all our lives. I mean, you know, we could have went out and got a 9-to-5 job or whatever, but we do what we do for the Father. But let me go on with this. So my chain of thought, break it. And this is a fact. Black communities, Hispanic communities, minority communities have always voted Democrat because they're supposed to be, if you ask people, well, what's the Democratic Party about? Oh, they're for the poor. Well, that's just because the Democrat Party told them that.
Yeah, that's what my
but
dad thought.
They always talk like they are, but they don't ever do the things that they say that they're going to do. They don't ever, ever, ever do them. Yeah, they may give you more food stamps or something like that. Anything to keep you not working,
right.
Not educated. Okay, so people aren't stupid, and these folks aren't stupid. They are waking up to the fact because of Trump, and they see that they're going back to work. They're historically have never had so many people working in the Hispanic community or the black community. It's historical level. They're going back to work. They're getting things like what you said. Okay, so these people aren't going to vote Democrats no more. So it's let the borders down, let them out of prison, because these people will vote for them. And that's what it's all about. They could care less about a child on the border, period. They could care less about a child dying in the desert. They could care less what kind of sicknesses, disease, anything comes in, as long as these people that come in vote Democrat. That's what it's all about,
they
and
don't
that's
care
called
about
power.
Children.
No, they don't.
They have no thoughts about children, or they wouldn't be poisoning their trying to kill them off with immunizations or even at birth. And now guess what I just read? I mean, you might have posted it. They are teaching children that it is God's will to have an abortion.
Yeah. Now, listen, go back to this. Anyway, he says that they can, people that if they're claiming that they self-identify as a transgender predator, you know, that part of society is so stupid that they will get cultural immunity, and that's the biggest thing, is the outcry from the community is what's supposed to convict you, how the norm is in community. But with the sign that, oh, it's all right to molest children, then therefore, by saying it's all right to molest children and a pedophile gets caught, so what? He gets immunity for their action. That's a slap for the society. On the bad news side, there are leading indicators to prove human civilization has gone insane, Mike says. There isn't a sector of society that is functioning like it should these days. Not even the universities, which have been transformed into snowflake indoctrination centers for the mentally gullible. Young people graduating from college today know less than they did before they entered school.
Right.
They became experts in anti-knowledge or fake facts that they think are true. Because we've been told at school, schools were supposed to teach them. But you got an experience with school. What did they do to your wonderful son, Daniel?
They messed him around.
Well, didn't you? Now, well, let's go with this. And you told, before he went to school, he could tell him
he
how good
better.
He could write.
He could write. He knew he'd write like an adult. They dumbed him down is what they did. And he's always a year ahead of his class. He was always a year ahead because he started when he was 4 years old. The graduating recommendations for credits at what school he went to was 27 credits or 23 credits. He had 27 credits. And the week before he was to walk down the aisle, they told him he needed one credit in history or he couldn't graduate. He had 27 credits,
okay.
And we need 23.
Right, but that part, I don't want
to... Well, that's what they did to my son.
They did, but let's back up. I'm talking about the dumbing down part.
Yeah, they dumbed him down. When he got out of school, he writes like a kindergartner now, and before I put him in first grade, he didn't even go to kindergarten. I homeschooled him to first grade, and when I put him in, he could write better than you and I both.
Right, absolutely. And anyway, so that's the point. Anyway, college graduates today believe that carbon dioxide is a dangerous pollutant that will destroy the planet. Yet any honest scientist who graduated a generation earlier will confirm that carbon dioxide is the single most important nutrient for plants, responsible for the greening of rainforests, food crops, grasslands, and even aquatic, in other words, in the ocean ecosystems. CO2 is the molecule of life, yet college graduates have been indoctrinated with the anti-knowledge and claims that CO2 is a poison, and it's not.
Yes, it's water.
We learned that when we was a kid. No, CO2 is not water. CO2 is what breathe out. Breathe out.
Yeah, I did.
When you breathe out, that you just breathe out CO2. You breathe out something that tree out there breathes in. And what's the tree breathe out?
Oxygen.
Oxygen. There you go. So every institution in society now rewards evil, perversion, destruction, stupidity, while punishing intelligence, rationality, innovation, and morality. A society that celebrates the mass murder of unborn children while demonizing Christian bakers is a society that has no future. A society that finds knowledge despicable, but lies fascinating, and borrows a society that has no future. Anyway, let's go with that. Anyway, the tech giants have sold out to communists, globalists, and every institution in our modern day. And they promote pedophilia and transgender. Now, let's talk about transgender. Now, listen, maybe a little over 5 years or so ago, we never heard about this transgender thing at all. Or say, we seen it. We knew what trannies were all our life. People say, hey, there's a tranny, which was a man dressing up like a woman, acting like a woman.
And we call them drag queens.
Drag queens, transvestites. Okay. She never heard of it. But now, see, it's an in thing with, they put it out and poison it so people are brainwashing
their children.
Their children. It's not that the children believe it, but they're going to do what mom and dad promote. And if you give a boy a dress and he's brought up that way.
Oh, it's okay, honey. Put it on. He's going to put it on.
Right. Right. Oh. Like right now, there's a dad that's fighting a court battle with the mother of a child. And we talked about this.
And I read yesterday that the judge said he cannot tell his son that he's a boy.
Right. Right. Yeah.
He cannot
actually
tell his son that he's a boy.
The,
really?
You reread it because we put it into this month's newsletter. It's coming out in this month's newsletter. And he won't let him tell him that, even though the child does not want to identify as a woman when he's around his dad. But it clearly shows what's going on, because when he's around his dad, he wants to act like a man. When he's around his mother, he's willing to put on the feminine thing. So here you have a child that's being torn in half instead of him allow his own brain to develop and decide what he wants. You have some brainwashing going on here, and she is, the ultimate goal is that she's going to castrate him in another 2 years chemically when he reaches the age of life. And the judge is siding with him, you know. It's crazy. These people, one of the biggest things about what Mike's saying here is these things have already taken root.
Yes, they are.
And they really came into root during when Obama was in office, because he allowed these things. He promoted these things. He's all about these things. You know, some people say that, and I won't go as far as to say that his wife is actually a male.
It's Michael.
Well, that's what we hear. There's no way to prove it. But what we do know about Barack Obama is, number one, and we won't even go into the, although I believe it's been conclusively proved that he's from another country, but what else we do know as a fact is that he all through his college years, he had gay lovers that we have yet for anybody to come forward and say they were a female lover of him. But we've had gay lovers come forward, and, you know, he smoked dope all the time and just did all kinds of drugs and everything, and he was anti-American back then when he went through college. This guy was a CIA, I'm telling you, this guy was a CIA plant, and the CIA is basically controlled through the whole thing. It's a globalist agenda to take over the world, which is, you go to your Bible, the Bible talks about the devil wanting to take over the world. So this is inevitable. These are things that are coming about. Just believe that we've gotten some more time. But my point is during his reign of terror, as I'll call it, Christians cried out. I mean, I cried out every day. I turned on the news every day. I turned on the internet. My heart cried out that we would to deliver us from this, because I saw these things.
And that's what God heard, and that's why Trump. Look, they couldn't even win cheating, so you know it had to be of God, because they cheated left and right, just like they did this last election. They had so many people that was not even legally voting, dead people that were voting, votes that were being recounted and recounted and recounted and recounted. They did that the first time. Why do you think Hillary was so in shock when she lost? She cried because oh, they had it rigged. She was going to win. But guess what? God had a bigger plan.
Right. And that's why, really, if you look at her enthusiasm of the places that she went and campaigned and what she did, she didn't actually campaign that hard. It was like she wasn't even doing anything.
Yeah, because she thought she had it in a basket.
Yeah, it was supposed to be in for her. Well, she got shocked. Well, then, during this election, you know, a lot of people that voted and, you know, they still went, a lot of them still went back and voted their same old people that they always vote. And so, you know, the American people didn't stand up like they did for Trump, see, but they didn't get it. But you're going to get a taste of it now, because now for 2 years, and you're going to have the House trying to destroy Trump because it's all about the 2020 election.
And that's another thing that I read, too. You must have posted that, too, about the jury duty, that they refused to do jury duty because they weren't, but they were registered voters. How can you refuse jury duty? I thought it was your duty as an American citizen.
That isn't what they said. No, whoa, that's what they said. No, these were registered voters in California, a huge number of them. Registered voters in California said no to jury duty because they wasn't American citizens.
So what are they doing voting?
Because even Barack Obama, before the last presidential election, got out there and said, it doesn't matter if you are illegal or if you're in the country undocumented or not, get out and vote. And that's what they did. And even Chuck Schumer, which is the head of the Democrat side of the Senate, said, get out and vote. Go ahead and vote.
And that used to be illegal in and of itself. You could go to jail for that alone.
Yeah. But you have to have, going back to the FBI, Department of Justice, in order, it's just like Obama's birth certificate, it's proven beyond a conclusive shadow of a doubt that, I know, in fact, now I know part of the people who were in on the investigation and everything, they proved that the birth certificate he posted was fake. But it doesn't matter. If you don't have somebody that will prosecute the case,
right,
then it means nothing. Right now, you have the FBI still trying to prosecute Trump, and he didn't do anything.
Because they've been paid to do that.
It's not that they've been, you keep saying paid. It's,
they're in somebody's pocket.
They're in the pocket. It isn't a question of cash payouts every time they do something, or the media to do it. This is how they want society to be. They're working towards the society to be a place where the elites are in charge, to be where their ideology, all these things that we've been talking about, they want them to be as normal. That's the side they're on. They're on the side of evil. They're not, yeah, Soros puts out a bunch of money and other people, but it still matters. It's because that's the way they're wired. It'd be simpler if it was just about greed, period. It'd be a lot simpler because then they'd go to the highest bidder. But it's not that they're going just to the highest bidder. They're going to the people that they agree with, and this is right. I totally agree. But this is their vision of the world. It's an evil world where good is bad,
and bad is good.
Right,
and that's what the Bible says.
Yeah, absolutely. So, society is collapsing. Can we change? But I want to read this one last part of this that Mike said. He says, word of advice, if you really know what Saudi will be like in a post-collapse scenario, and I believe that's where we're headed. So, folks, you better get ready. If you don't stand up and get those Democrats out, that's where we're going to. It'll eventually go there anyway. If you really want to know what a society will be like in a post-collapse scenario, go to interview 10 felony prisoners and ask them how they would survive in such a scenario. The answers you will get will forever change your view of reality. These people are not playing by any rules at all, and they are behind bars for a reason, but they're being let out. Remember, too, that Democrats want to empty all the prisons and release these violent felons onto the streets of America. That's because Democrats don't believe in walls, guns, or prisons, which is why Democrats will be among the very first to be murdered by those violent felons, ironically. Never forget about the bikers and hikers, and there's been more than one, but recently, two young girls. Never forget about the bikers and hikers who went on peace missions to hike through ISIS-controlled territories in the Middle East to prove that people everywhere are by nature good people. Those hikers got their throats slit and were left to bleed out on the side of the road. It's tough to learn that your delusions don't count in the mind of somebody else.
Amen.
Now, defending your life against violence is a mental choice. Most people are incapable of carrying out the necessary actions to save themselves, since they are told their entire lives that only bad people shoot others. For example, in truth, good people sometimes shoot bad people to save lives.
Amen.
But the point to it all is society is collapsing. You see where this wayward is? They get their wish. They let down the prisons. They let down the border. No prison. Let down the walls. No borders. Police officers either gone or reduced to just state police having no guns and so on and so forth. What's it going to be like? These people, it will go back to, it will be anarchy. This society is collapsing. This is their wish. And this is what we got when the folks in America did not stand up and keep Republicans in power, even though I don't like a bunch of them. They should have kept them in power instead of letting the Democrats. You'll see for the next 2 years.
Well, I've seen another report, and I don't know if it was what you posted or not, but there's been a few that ran Republican, got elected, and switched to Democrat.
You're talking about right here in Kansas, and that's another one of their tricks. Because, see, remember, lying doesn't matter to them.
And that's
so that was two people in the House in Kansas. That's what they did. They ran as Republicans,
and they were
they
Democrats.
Got elected, and then they flipped seats just as soon as they were elected. So now Kansas is starting to be controlled now by Democrats and by Democrats. The governor, in fact, is even a Democrat.
There should be a law against that. What would it be?
Well,
they don't enforce the law.
Well, there did used to be. There was. It's called morality. That's why America worked, because Americans believed in law and order, they believed in the Bible, and they believed in morality. Americans do not, a huge number of Americans do not believe in morality, and it's hard to deal with. How do you deal with somebody that will lie to you, cheat, and steal? How do you even do business with somebody like that? Because you don't know if they're ever going to be honest, and they just decide
you
not
don't.
To. But if you're dealing with a Christian or a conservative, somebody that America used to be, your word was your bond. It meant something if it was a mistake, but that's not that way anymore.
Well, you know, and I've been dealing with a few kids on my conversations that I get into on some of those political posts. They don't even believe the Bible. They think it's a book of fairy tales, some God, that some man, there is no God. They're being totally brainwashed. That's why I pray for their eyes to be open.
Okay, now we only got a couple minutes. Okay, we're into a new year, folks, and we really do need your help with the Wichita Mission Church. And pray for radio. We really need some radio sponsors, folks. You listen to radio. You like the programs. I know they like the programs. They're listening. I get...
Well, at least three Thursdays a month at 5.
Oh, somebody do something about her. That ain't right. That ain't right. That ain't right. And that ain't right at all.
Taking over.
You're not taking over. They actually, honey, they like both of us together, the way we interact. That's what it's all about. Anyway, folks, somebody back me up out there. That's what I need. I need somebody to back me up.
I hear silence.
Anyway, you hear sirens? We're in Marion County. Okay, but anyway, moving right along.
We need what you need. Just pray about it and listen to the Lord, because He knows all our needs. He's been providing them for since June of 2000, so I imagine He'll just keep on providing as long as we're able to do the work and you're able to support the work, then we'll keep doing it.
Okay, and just real quick, folks, you know, it's really hard to be over here and doing radio because we had a small fire in here and this whole place smells like smoke, plastic. I need to repaint everything. I really need to get some help to do it. Pray about a donation towards radio so I can get that done. Under $1,000 for remodel or repaint everything. But it is really choking bad. It is just terrible. Hard to spend time with this. Anyway, any final thoughts or anything before we leave out of here?
No.
Yeah, I come to this part of the program and you're always at a loss. I say, okay, now's your chance to talk and you can't talk. Okay, folks, remember, you can donate online or over the telephone. or you can mail a check or money order. You can find all the information at
prophecyhour.com.
Repeat it.
www.prophecyhour.com.
Yeah, prophecyhour.com. Folks, and so pray about supporting radio. If you support radio, that is even supporting the Wichita Mission Church, because that's where donations come from, is from people that are listening to radio. Share the radio programs with others, folks. Really, if you share them with others, that gets us a broader audience. More audience leads to more donations. We're not about money. The more money means the bills get paid quicker. My wife doesn't go as nuts as quick.
The more special treatment the people get.
And the more special treatment the people get. And we did finish the last day of last year. We were standing room all day, all day, all day.
Well, didn't you just tell me somebody from, it's been at least 8 years ago, come talk to you about the Ben and Jerry's?
Yeah, but we don't have time for that. Folks, remember, there is only one God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins, got that repented, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember what, Mom? Always what?
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because when you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, you're praying for Messiah's return.
But I said, always be what? A blessing
to
others. A blessing to others.
And pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Okay. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, Father, that you would bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
Shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time from Messiah's Branch.